Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio. Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively by the Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
Inner Realm Magazine is the place to see and to be seen in the New York, New Jersey metro area. The premier guide to exploring all aspects of holistic health, it will keep your finger on the pulse of the latest and greatest metaphysical happenings. You can pick up a free copy of Inner Realm Magazine in any of the holistic or metaphysical stores in the New York, New Jersey area. And if you'd like to advertise in Inner Realm Magazine, just contact Cheryl Arcodia directly at www.innerrealmmagazine.com.
The Rock Girl Sacred Stone Show is an independent broadcast of proprietary and copyrighted content, produced and owned exclusively by the Rock Girl Enterprises. We encourage our listeners to freely share the information taught on this program. Please be sure to properly reference the content to the Rock Girl Sacred Stone Show to avoid copyright violations. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Rock Girl Sacred Stone Show. I am back live broadcasting from the Rock Room South in none other than Asheville, North Carolina. Thank you all for the wonderful emails, Facebook messages, and even in-person messages, wondering where I've been for the last couple weeks. The last show I did was called Crystal Ethics with Shea Parker, and I've had a bit of a copyright and trademark glitch, but it is now all fixed, and you cannot tell by the fabulous man at the beginning of the show who basically reminds everyone that, that this material is copyrighted and trademarked by the Rock Girl Enterprises, the Sacred Stone School, as well as Allison Hayes. So feel free to share this information, but realize that it's out there for personal growth and spiritual transformation. And if you do want to use it for commercial reasons, I'll be happy to share it with you, but please just give credit where credit is due, the Rock Girl Enterprises, Sacred Stone School, or the Sacred Stone Show. So with that said, we are going to have a pretty fun show today. I'm going to continue with the rocks for detox on the emotional plane, the mental plane, the spiritual plane. But for this show, I want to talk a little bit about the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School because I've had a lot of questions about it. And we're actually going to be talking about this golden crystal calcite as well. I wanted to send some special hellos and thank yous out there to Sophia Rose, Michael Black, Kelly and Kate McBride, all who have listened to my shows and wondered where I was, and of course, Joan Busby. We are going to be taking, actually she emailed me a question and I'm going to be answering that on air in a couple minutes before the show ends. And so, again, if you're just tuning in, if you don't know who I am, you can check out therockgirl.com or you can check out my school, sacredstoneschool.com. So I've been really busy in the last couple of weeks, as I'm sure a lot of you have, And I've been back and forth from New York City, doing a little filming here and there, and Asheville, of course. And I wanted to talk about this really cool workshop that we just did in Asheville, North Carolina, last weekend. It was called Intro to Reiki Weekend Intensive. And indeed, if you speak to the lovely people who took it, intensive is definitely a word. Day two was majorly intense, and hopefully day three was a little bit more fun. But we had 3 days of chakra balancing and intro to Reiki. I have 6 wonderful students who are now certified to do chakra balancing and aura cleansing, as well as a Reiki 1. So that's pretty exciting. I want to give a shout out to all of them, Dr. Andy McCabe, Megan McClung, Beth Fulk, Rachel Morales, Maria Kovach, and of course, Mark A. Daniel. So just sending you a big hello and congratulations. It was great rocking and raking with you last weekend, and I look forward to seeing you guys again soon. It was a really fun weekend. So, a little bit about the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. I know a lot of people have been emailing me, asking me about it. So I'm gonna start by telling you that. I also want to give a shout out to Laura Corucci, who I know will be listening to the show because she's very interested in the Golden Crystal Calcite we're going to be talking about in a moment. Laura is, actually, you can find her on Facebook, Laura Corucci. She has her own company, called Zemetry. I think I'm pronouncing it right, Zemetry.com. You can find her on Facebook. She does feng shui, as well as she's a certified Reiki master by the Rock Girl. She also took my Series 1 class in the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School in the Master Stone program. So she's certified to practice hands-on healer, and she does feng shui as well as many other tricks in her cauldron, so to speak, on her website. And also, I'm going to be doing a Reiki master teacher training course coming up in New York City, I believe the first or second week of July, and I have 5 students doing that. And they will be all certified to teach Rock Girl Reiki, Rock Girl style Reiki. So make sure to check them out. And if you're in need of a service, rocks or Reiki, you can check out my services page on therockworld.com. But you can also go to my sacredstoneschool.com and click on graduates, because I have a list of graduates from my school who are certified to practice as well. Should you not be able to get me or want someone closer in the area, they're all most excellent practitioners, and I'm quite proud of them. So, with that said, let's talk about the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School, how it started, the history of it, so on and so forth. The website address you can surf to, sacredstoneschool.com, sacredstoneschool.com. How lucky was I to get that URL? Somebody up there was watching me. So sacredstoneschool.com, that's my school website. And you'll see on there a list of, you know, about the Rock Girl, what the Rock Room looks like in New York City. Coming soon is a video of the Rock Room South in Asheville. There's a list of graduates on there who have graduated from certain programs in the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School, either Reiki, Psychic Development, Master Stone Program, so on and so forth. They're listed on there, and several of them who do have websites are listed on there as well. So, and of course, there's a list of workshops and programs that I offer. So I just wanted to kind of run through them a little bit and tell you what they're about. First and foremost, we'll start with the Master Stone Program. And if you click on the Master Stone Program, you're going to see a lot of different series of, I'm actually surfing to that right now. You just Google Rock Girl Sacred Stone School or Sacred Stone School, and it actually comes up on the first page. How's that? That's pretty cool. Okay, so the Rock Girl Master Stone Program is something I designed, way back when I was taking Crystal Reiki and Atlantean Reiki. Now, it took me 9 years to get my Crystal Reiki and 11 years to get my Atlantean Reiki, and that's not because I was an idiot. That's because my teachers were very, very stringent, and, you know, they made me, you know, practice for an entire year, write papers, theses, you know, and all sorts of things in order to advance to the next level. Now, the programs that I went through were based in the UK. 9 levels, meaning 9 years of crystal Reiki, and 11 levels, meaning 11 years for the Atlantean Reiki. So I would basically go over to the UK. I would be there for work, you know, what I did in my day job, on and off throughout the year, and I would take classes, and then I would apprentice, and I would also, you know, study and practice at home, keeping journals and things like that. And as part of graduating, well, you know, from the Crystal Reiki program and the Atlantean, I had to put together different, you know, teaching itineraries and curriculum, and out of that was born the Rock Girl Master Stone program. And so for details, you just surf to the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School, hit curriculum, and then the Rock Girl Master Stone program. And I have actually, I believe it is 9 levels, 9 levels in the Master Stone program, and then the Master level. So after the series of 9, there is a Master level, and it's quite vigorous. And you don't have to take all of them. You can take some of them, and again, it puts you on the path of self-discovery and rapid transformation. That I can attest. Because I have lived it. And there's all sorts of fun classes like Rocks 101, where we learn about the quartz and calcite family, Rocks 102, where we learn about grounding stone, hands-on healer, how to utilize the stones to balance energy. Series 2 has Rocks for relaxation, Rocks for meditation, Rocks for manifestation. All fun stuff. I'm actually teaching Series 2 this fall in New York City to a select group of sacred stones junkies. I know you're listening, guys, Laura Carucci, Casey Schweikart, Danita Nicole, all of them will be taking Series 2. Now, Series 3 are Rocks for Gals, Rocks for Guys, and Rocks for Romance. That's so important when dealing with changing the energy of your body and your auric field. Why am I not finding a mate? Why am I, you know, why can't any type of relationship work? And a lot of times you can use these stones to balance your energies. And, you know, I created this out of a need, which is really interesting. And I've had years of study. And I can tell you, for most people, if you're open to it, it does work. Then on to level 2. There's Series 4, which is Mother Nature. We learn about stones where you can connect to Mother Nature. Then you have Fairy Folk and the Obsidians. Series 5 has Goddess Stones. You learn about the angelic realm and stargates. That is a wild class. And, of course, the divine connection. So the way it's set up is in each series, there's 3 classes. And again, if you go to Sacred Stone School and you click on Master Stone Program, it's all spelled out for you. Series 6 has personal transformation, developing intuition, and psychic abilities and channeling. So a lot of these classes that we work with stones that help in your personal transformation, developing intuition and psychic abilities. Now, how is this different from the psychic ability stuff? It's really, we just work with stones to activate that. And if you want to continue on and develop your psychic abilities, you can kind of, you know, travel over into the psychic classes. Now, level 3, actually in Series 7, there's Crystals 101, Crystals 102, and Crystal Skulls. We learn the difference early on in Intro to Rocks between crystals and stones. And in Series 7, which is under Level 3, we learn about the different formations of crystals and then also the different markings of crystals, how to use them. And, of course, you know, one of the great mysteries in life, we learn about Crystal Skulls. And so it's a very intense series, Series 7. Well, it gets even more intense in Series 8. We talk about crystals that connect you with the ancient texts, such as the ancient Egyptians, the Atlanteans, and Lemurians. Now, when I tell you that's an awesome class, it is an awesome class, and it will rock your world. The next class is Crystals for Personal Growth, and that is about rapid transformation. Hold on to your hats when taking that class. And finally, we have Crystals you know, for high octane. Those are amazing, kind of mind-blowing crystals, really high crown chakra lift-off crystals, and we learn how to handle those with care. And then finally, in Series 9, we get into rock magic, rocks that we can use for magic. We have the next class is power crystals, and that gets even higher than the high octane, big channeling stones. When I talk about mamas, we are talking about mamas. And finally, the last class in that series is conscious transformation. Now, I know this kind of sounds way up there, but again, it's Series 9, and I do assure you it's conscious transformation, at the very least. Okay, and then finally, in the master level, we talk about, we do a whole thesis, a write-up. I have you do a whole write-up on stones that will rock your world, part one, which is about gritting on a personal level, then rock your world, part two, which is gritting your home and surrounding areas, and then three, it's linking your personal with your home and your home with the planetary grid. Now, that's a big one. And so that's kind of a rundown and an explanation of what to expect from the Rock Girl Master Stone Program. And I'm just going to add here, I've had so many new developments pop up in the last couple weeks, and I know I haven't been doing the show, so I haven't been able to tell you, but I just secured the Rock Room Brazil not too long ago, I believe at the early in June. And it's the Rock Room Brazil, and it's all about going down to Brazil, working with one of my suppliers, and naturally unearthing certain very, very sacred stones and bringing them back here to the U.S. and around the world as well. What I'm going to do is go down there, do some digging, and then ship them around the world and from Brazil, because a lot of these stones are going to be so big and so heavy they're going to need to be crated. And to ship them up here and then ship them again is going to be ridiculously expensive. So one thing I'm going to be working on, and I'm doing an upcoming podcast, it's about gritting, G-R-I-D-D-I-N-G, gritting. You can do personal grids, you can do grids of your home, planetary grids, linking with the, you know, to the stars, things like that, linking with others throughout the world. I'm going to do a series of podcasts on that. And a lot of the stones that I'm going to be digging down there are these big stones that they can be used for the center stones of your grid. They can be grounding stones, they can be activators. Really, I'm going to be taking pictures of them, posting them on my website, and of course, doing write-ups about them so you can connect. So that's what's coming soon. And again, it's located in Brazil near the Tijuca Forest. It's a really cool kind of magical area, and basically, that's where the stones are going to be coming from, and they're going to be reaching out all over the world because it's time for them to start helping you help other people. So, okay, let's talk about the psychic development program, okay? I have three layers of the psychic development program in my curriculum, and, you know, if you go to curriculum and you if you go to the curriculum page, you can find the psychic development program. If you click on that, it will take you to a more detailed version of it. We have psychic development levels 1, 2, and 3. We also have mediumship levels 1, 2, and 3. And then we have another series of classes, past lives, levels 1, 2, and 3. And what we do is we learn about the psychic abilities, the mediumship, the past lives. We develop them, and we also, what makes my curriculum a little bit different than most is that we utilize stones in order to activate the abilities, develop them, and then fine-tune them. So we awaken the abilities, we develop them, and we also bring in the stones to help enhance the abilities even further. So we have a whole series on psychic development, mediumship, and past lives. And you do need to take them in that order, psychic development, mediumship, and then past lives, because it goes for, you have to develop one before the next. It's like walking up a set of stairs. And then finally, we have, I say the best for last. Well, what I like to have, Reiki. I love my Reiki program. It's so much fun, and I love to see what it does for people. I teach traditional Reiki. I also teach rocks and Reiki, and then another whole level, which is called rocks and sacred energy healing. Now, traditional Reiki is basically traditional Usui Reiki, and I really kind of go into the detail, the history of that, and you really need to take that class before you take anything else. In the second level of my Reiki program, we have rocks and Reiki, and I do have a class, a year-long kind of series of that going on in New York City this year, starting in the fall. You know, and rocks and Reiki is taking Reiki to another level. It's attuning participants to both Mother Earth and the divine. And what we do is you have to take Reiki first, and then in rocks and Reiki, we work on actually becoming attuning to the certain stones that we use. It's a really cool program. It's not just kind of crystal Reiki. I developed this in Europe during, the years that I studied crystal Reiki and Atlantean Reiki. And yes, you do use stones and they're laid out on the body, but instead of just leaving them there and sending Reiki energy, we connect to that energy of the stone and we actually become, we channel the frequency of the stone. We use some really, you know, amazing, hard to find stones in unique formations. And so that's a fascinating, fascinating class. Not only does it help heal, but it's excellent on the personal growth and transformation level. And then finally, we are on to the highest level Reiki program that I take, and it is very, very intense. It's rocks and sacred energy healing. And in the first level, we talk about channeling energy, the energy of the Lemurian, and we actually become that frequency, and we learn all about the Lemurian culture. In the second level, it's Atlantean Reiki, and we learn about the Atlantean peoples and how to run, energy like the Atlanteans. And then finally, in the third level, it's about connecting to the ancient Egyptian energies and running energies on that frequency that the ancient Egyptians used to run the energy on. And we also, kind of call in some really high octane, some mega, mega, mega intense stones from those eras as well. And I'm actually teaching one of those levels this summer to a bunch of women who are coming over from South Africa. I'm going to be doing that in Asheville in August. It's a 3-week-long course, and it's actually mind-blowing. I'm so excited about that. So that's the three main programs that I offer in the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. I'm also going to run through some of the workshops. I offer, individual workshops, and, those include Intro to Rocks is a prerequisite for almost everything that I teach. Intro to Rocks teaches you all about, where they came from, how to communicate them, and how to find the right stone for you. Chakra balancing and auric cleansing is also another prereq, especially for the psychic development and especially for the Reiki program. We really get down and dirty getting to know all of the chakra systems, how they work, and I teach you my secret method of balancing the chakras and cleansing the auric field. It's a whole day class. I actually am thinking about making it into an entire weekend because it's in depth to that extent. And so chakra balancing and auric cleansing and intro to rocks are definitely must take classes. I do workshops, entire day workshops on crystal skulls, Lemurian seed crystals, how to sanctify your space. I also do, embracing the energies of 2012 and beyond, celebrating the divine feminine. The list goes on. I also have a really cool workshop about altars. I have a video that just introduces that topic on my YouTube channel, but we have a whole day workshop on how to build an altar. And then finally, I have something called Witch's Brew, which is a 2-day class. It's really fun but powerful. We talk about how to utilize certain stones for magic. And when I talk about magic, I spell it with a capital M. A-G-I-C-K on the end, and it connects you to the mineral kingdom. M is for mineral, they start the word magic, and then K ends the word, and that's for kingdom. So the mineral kingdom kind of sandwiches all of this magic. It's not woo-woo. It's not divic forces. It's not dark forces. It's just how to connect with the earth energy, earth-based traditions in order to reach your most potential, your highest goals, and of course help connect to the planet and help not only heal ourselves but the planet as well, and of course each other. So that's a rundown of what we have to offer on the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. I am teaching in New York City. I'm currently teaching in New York City and Asheville, North Carolina. If you want me to come to your city, your town, your country, I'm more than happy to do that. We just have to kind of make arrangements way ahead of time. Usually it's at least 3 to 4 months ahead. I need to book in the States, and out of the country it's got to be at least 6 months based on, you know, my curriculum already, because I do have ongoing classes. But if you're interested, drop me a line at info@therockgirl.com. So I do also offer online classes, but at the moment, folks, I'm so crazy busy that I haven't been able to schedule any more online classes on a regular basis, and so that's probably not going to happen until January of 2013, but I am posting my fall in-person workshops in New York City and Asheville, North Carolina, coming on August 15th. So that is, my schedule for classes and workshops will be posted August 15th, and I'll be sending out a newsletter. I'll be also posting it on Facebook, and if you're interested, sign up sooner than later, because I don't like to have, 50 people in a class. I like to kind of keep it small, and the classes do fill up fast. And again, if you're traveling to Asheville, make sure you book way ahead of time, because the hotels here get sold out very, very quickly. So I do hope that helped. Now, I'm going to talk a moment about, I think we're actually running out of time. It's 5:28, and Laura Carucci is going to kill me. But I'm going to save the Golden Crystal Calcite story for next week, because it's such an amazing story that it deserves its own due diligence. Yes, there's a lovely 90-second, your show is ending, blog talk lady, but I think I can swing it a few more minutes. But I'm going to go ahead and answer someone's question on air, because it's a great question, and I'm going to, answer, Joan Busby's question, and I'm going to say the story. It's a magical story of the Golden Crystal Calcite, definitely a magical story. I'm going to save that for next time. So, okay, let's go here. So, Joan Busby, she said, hello, I'm so excited, actually listening live to your show today. Hello, Joan, thank you. She says, taking pictures in my garden, are there any rocks that the fairies would love, and what kind of rock or crystal would attract butterflies? Okay, and she says, love you. Love you too, Joan, you totally rock. And by the way, that video that you sent me for my birthday with your dog singing was awesome. I don't know if that was a general happy birthday video or it was especially for me, but it was completely awesome, and I was completely thrilled and touched. So thank you. All right, now on to your question. Yes, I actually teach a whole class. Ooh, sorry. I think I just swallowed a bug or a fairy. Anyway, I teach a whole class on rocks for fairies, so I'm going to kind of paraphrase here. First and foremost, a really great stone for fairies is fuchsite. That's F as in Frank, U, C-H-S-I-T-E, fuchsite. And it comes in a lot of different colors, but green fuchsite, the fairies love it, okay? Anything that sparkles, the fairies love. So any type of fuchsite is excellent, and it comes in all different colors, greens, pinks, blues, fuchsite, black. I've seen it in white. Fuchsite is an excellent stone for a fairy garden. Also, anything in the mica form, M-I-C-A. Down here in Asheville, the ground is filled with mica. and they love it. There's pink mica, white mica here, and they love it. Another stone that fairies love is pyrite, P-Y-R-I-T-E. And the fuchsite and also the mica and the pyrite attract fireflies too, which it is my belief that they are a form of fairy. And so those three are huge, the fuchsite, the mica, M-I-C-A, and also the pyrite. Anything that's shiny, they do love, though. Emeralds in the rough, okay, rubies in the rough, any type of bluestone, like blue quartz, they love as well. And also, when putting stones out in the garden, make sure to kind of add plants around them because the fairies love to hide in them. So I hope that helps you with the fairies. And now, what kind of crystals would attract butterflies? All right, a really great stone for that is the chrysanthemum stone, just like the flower, chrysanthemum stone. And if you can find that in the rough, they love that. You know, butterflies also love the calcite. And any type of calcite, green calcite, blue calcite. And again, what I do, and it's funny that she mentions the fairies and the butterflies, because I'm actually in the process of creating my own crystal garden in the back, and I'm going to have a couple butterfly bushes back there and really kind of pepper the area with these types of stones. Now, you know, be careful of clear quartz. You know, when left out in the sun, that really gets hot and it amplifies the energy, and it could amplify negative energy or positive energy. But the fairies and the butterflies, they're not, you know, they prefer the opaque stones as opposed to these crystal clear stones. Another really great stone for the butterflies is amethyst. Or the rose quartz, they love that too. But the clear, sparkly ones, the ones that reflect and get really hot, you'll actually see the butterflies fly into that energy and then kind of hover and then move away from it because they, you know, one of the reasons is they get very hot. And number two, the energy is just extremely potent from those. And so I hope that does help. So with that said, that is answering Joan's question. And if we get cut off, folks, I do believe that this show is continuing to roll in archives. You can always finish this in archives. And again, I wanted to just remind you to check out therockgirl.com, also sacredstoneschool.com. If you have any questions for me, you can always reach me through my Facebook page, Allison Hayes, or the fan page, The Rock Girl. I do have both, and I check them often. And you can always email me at info@therockgirl.com. So with that said, it looks like our show is coming to an end. I want you to stay tuned because coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right around the corner, I'm doing a show with Robin Mansfield of Goddess in Eden called Goddess and the Rock Girl. We also do mini readings, and that will give you the call-in number when we start the show, because every call-in number is different, and I can't remember it. But you can always go on my Facebook page or my website, either of them, rockgirl.com, therockgirl.com, or sacredstoneschool.com, and, you know, click on the live links and just dial in right there. So with that said, folks, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. If you're in the New York City area or the Asheville, North Carolina area, do reach out and just stop by and say hello. And until then, folks, take good care of your stones, and your stones will take good care of you.
Step back in time to the very beginning, before life as we know it existed. Stones have been on this earth since before the inception of man. They are keepers of ancient wisdom and messages. Tap into the profound wisdom of stones and let your journey begin at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. Let the Rock Girl take you back to those ancient days to learn firsthand the language and the secrets of stones. The Rock Girl will teach you how to develop your very own technique of communicating with them, allowing you to embark on your own path of self-discovery. Courses include Reiki, psychic development, chakra balancing and auric cleansing, hands-on healing, and more. Visit sacredstoneschool.com for classes and workshops taught exclusively
exclusively by The Rock Girl of therockgirl.com.
The Rock Girl Sacred Stone Show is an independent broadcast of proprietary and copyrighted content, produced and owned exclusively by The Rock Girl Enterprises. We encourage our listeners to freely share the information taught on this program. Please be sure to properly reference the content to The Rock Girl Sacred Stone Show to avoid copyright violations. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.